This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
You're listening to the Latino conservative, Chris Salcedo, on the Blaze Radio Network.
Want to welcome to the show somebody who's been on the program, well, quite frequently in this election cycle, somebody that I know and respect, and I've come to know, I should say, and respect, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He spent more than 33 years in Army intelligence, working closely with General Stanley McChrystal, David Petraeus, Admiral Mike Mullen, Director of the National Intelligence, James Clapper, and other policy and defense intelligence community folks. And they've been fighting on the front lines, this war on terror. He's the author of the new book, The Field of Fight, How We Can Win the Global War Against Radical Islam and Its Allies. He's also a Trump campaign surrogate. General, welcome back to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Thanks for having me. It's an exciting time right now for our country.
It is.
Important time. Very important time.
Crucial time, if one might say, because as Fox News was reporting yesterday, the current director of the DNI, a director of national intelligence, has been running interference for the Obama administration on intelligence from the Osama bin Laden raid. And among other things, General, this intelligence is said to hold definitive ties between Al-Qaeda and the number one state sponsor of terror, Iran. And this is the reason why Mr. Obama and his administration has worked so hard to keep that intelligence from being combed over and vetted and released, because it would jeopardize his ability to funnel taxpayer money into the Iranian mullah's coffers. Would you comment on that, sir, what you speculate that intelligence holds, and why do you think we've not been granted access?
Well, so here's what we know. I write about this in the book, too, some of the ties between bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, Iran, and the use of Iran as a way station, a waypoint, if you will, to move fighters and leaders and money and all sorts of things through Iran back and forth from Pakistan to Iraq when we were fighting in both places, which we still, you know, continue to do. So there is a definite relationship. We know that it goes way back. In fact, it even goes back to some of the attacks that were done against some of our embassies, where Al-Qaeda was backed by Iran to do some of the attacks, particularly in East Africa. So there's a longstanding relationship. Now, what you're talking about is this lousy Iranian nuclear deal that gives the leading state sponsor of terrorism, according to our government and to our State Department, a pathway to a nuclear weapon and $150 billion. And we've already given a $1.7 billion as a ransom payment for hostages. So what we're really talking about here, Chris, is we're talking about the administration essentially, you know, trying to run trying to jam this nuclear deal with Iran down the American public's throat. And they did not want anything to get in the way of the narrative that they were spewing, and a narrative that we now know, based on a interview by Ben Rhodes with Ben Rhodes, where he said we fooled the American public essentially over the last couple of years with this Iranian nuclear deal. So this is really bad. It's bad for our country. It's bad for our national security, and it's going to end up in even more disaster in the years ahead, just because the Iran's not going to change their behavior. Al Qaeda, ISIS, they're not going to change their behavior, and we have to quit fooling ourselves thinking that we're going to be able to do that.
I mean, what a testament to Barack Obama's legacy, where he hides the intelligence from those who are in charge of protecting the United States just so he can have this cozy relationship with the number one state sponsor of terror. It does boggle the mind. Now, you're advising Trump.
I am.
Is he aware of that intelligence, that it's not been properly combed over, it's not been properly exploited, and if he is aware of that, has he pledged that he will make sure that our intelligence agencies are fully briefed on what OBL's that OBL treasure trove of intelligence contains, and then act accordingly?
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we have to bring back, and Donald Trump is doing this every single day, he's trying to bring back, you know, and convince the American public that this is about honesty. This is about trustworthiness between the president of the United States and the people of this country. And we've lost that. We have a deficit of leadership. Donald Trump's leadership, Donald Trump's strategic vision, Donald Trump's ability to make decisions, and Donald Trump's, real press on those that are around him to make sure that we are always honest about what it is that we're doing and what it is that we say. And I think if there's a real strength in Donald Trump, is it's his ability to tell the truth, you know, in many cases very bluntly, and I think that's why the American public are so attracted to him. But the answer is yes, and we've talked about this, and we've talked about this lack of honesty between not only the White House and Congress, but between the White House and the American public when it comes to this enemy that we're facing.
It's true,
and I address a lot of this, you know, I address a lot of this in the book because I felt so strongly that the American public was missing the message of what it was that we were facing. And a really important aspect of the book is the subtitle, and the end of the subtitle is, and its allies. And those allies are countries like Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, Russia. And I take these countries on as sort of friends, if you will, of these other totalitarian regimes in the likes of ISIS and Iran.
Yeah, you know what? And it was so bad. Not only are the American people missing this intelligence, President Obama is missing the intelligence because your entire time working in the administration, he never wanted to meet with you. Lieutenant General. Yeah, it is something. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, my guest, folks, in the name of the book he's been referencing, Field of Fight, How We Can Win the Global War Against Radical Islam and Its Allies. Congressman Pete Sessions, I just want to let you know about this, here in North Texas, is sponsoring a bill, and this tells you where we are in this country, prohibiting a chief executive from paying ransom to a country like the number one state sponsor of terror. What does it say how far America has fallen with Obama when our elected leaders have to pass a law like that? Let me get to China if I can. They continue to militarize the South China Sea. They've constructed these islands. They have now put anti-aircraft defenses, fighter planes, and it's about $5 trillion in annual trade at stake, General. What does Donald Trump propose we do about what's going on with the communist Chinese?
Well, part of this is that we have to do what I would use the phrase, actions speak louder than words. All our response has been under the Obama administration, and frankly, Hillary Clinton is the one that had originally the sort of the pivot to the Pacific, the Asia-Pacific strategy that we were going to have that under her State Department time created. Nobody even talks about that. That was a complete failure. What we're really talking about is taking the appropriate actions with both economic means, so our financial strength that we still have, we still maintain, although it's not where it needs to be, and also our military strength, is to be able to do things that are within the international legal limits, but to be able to show that we mean business, period. And what we have done is we have allowed China to just build up strength in the South Pacific there, the South China Sea, and frankly stretch their muscles out in ways that they have never done before. And our administration has told, particularly our military, nope, keep your hands behind your back, tie them together, don't do anything until I tell you. We have what I would call nano micromanagement from the White House right now.
Wow.
in the military, and it's terrible.
Hey, General, I've only got about a minute left. I've got to ask this question because it's going to be thrown at Donald Trump throughout the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
This tie that the Democrats are trying to make between him and Vladimir Putin, and you know what Putin's been up to. He's been attacking U.S. allies, the Ukrainians, and seizing their land. They are we promised to defend them, and of course, under Barack Obama. We do not. He's also enabling Bashar al-Assad, who is using chemical weapons and slaughtering 500,000 of his own people. Can you put to bed right now this idea that Donald Trump is a Vladimir Putin fan?
He is not a fan of what Vladimir Putin represents to the world. I mean, Vladimir Putin is a totalitarian, president in a country that is a communist-based country. So, I mean, there's no connection there, and this is just another attempt by the left to paint Donald Trump as something that he is not. What Donald Trump is he's a strong leader. One of the things that we must figure out, though, is we have got to figure out how do we work with other nations in the world that have a common enemy in radical Islam. And the Russians have a common enemy, and that's where Donald Trump is. You know, he is looking for options to help defeat radical Islam. And I'll tell you, if one of those options is to work in coordination with the Russians in a place like Syria or Iraq or in different areas against radical Islam, because they have that as a common enemy, believe me.
All right.
We have to figure that out. So thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate the time on the station with your listeners today.
Pleasure is all mine. The Field of Fight, How We Can Win the Global War Against Radical Islam and Its Allies. The author, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Sir, always a pleasure talking with you, and we'll get you back on, but certainly before the election rolls around. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
You're listening to the Latino conservative, Chris Salcedo, on the Blaze Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-490-1099 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-490-1099.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.